The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Vox Markets. My name is Martin Luke, and today on the show we have MedPal AI, who've just released news on their acquisition of Remedy Pharmacy Assets, an asset that historically turned over north of £10 million, picked up for less than half a million quid. Joining me to talk us through this is founder and CEO Jason Drummond. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Martin.
Now, let's get straight into the headlines. 310,000 all in for a site that the NHS data says was doing over £10 million a year. Talk us through how that price tag was even possible and why Runcorn specifically. Is that a national footprint you've wanted, or is it just another sort of pin in the map for you?
Well, I think the key there really was that we've experienced extreme growth in the business. You've seen the numbers. We're close to processing over a quarter million of orders since we started at the end of November, which is incredible. So this is it was slightly opportunistic. It was a business that was in the middle of being acquired. The person or the organization acquiring it failed to meet the certain criteria in the timeline. We were able to step in and buy the facility. You're right, at an incredibly good price. I mean, you're saying it processed over a million prescriptions historically, over £10 million of revenue. So it was a great acquisition for us. Runcorn's a brilliant location. It's the center of the country. It's in between Liverpool and Manchester, right in the center of the UK. It also against another DSP license. It's a license where we can supply pharmacy products across the country. They were supplying a much higher number than the Universal business that we acquired. And very well cited. They also, it's a great location to supply through the whole of the UK.
Now, the Swaffham playbook is proof in point, I suppose, because in that situation, you've gone from zero to 41,000 monthly items in 6 months. So, but what's actually doing the heavy lifting there? Is that sort of your NHS nomination switchbacks, the care home contracts, or is that like the robotic systems that you've implemented?
Well, I think it's all of the above, really. I mean, when we acquired the Universal business, we acquired it predominantly because our strategy was very much around this health operating system, integrating connected health devices with advanced AI, doing the triage, basically with the humans in the loop, the clinicians, the GPs, who can then actually do the final prescribing and checks, and then the robots basically dispensing the pharmacy. So we wanted to acquire a warehouse with the right licenses to do that. When we acquired the business, we didn't realize there are some very interesting relationships which we've been very quickly reactivating through GP surgeries, had obviously thousands of patients that were nominated MedPal or renominated MedPal to be their pharmacy supplier. Obviously, we have an NHS contract, so we have two now, which is incredible. So we're basically directly connected to the NHS, so we can do both private prescriptions, NHS prescriptions. So I think we didn't really understand the value of what we bought. And I think that's really shown us the way that we have our own strategy, but also just switching those relationships back on. Those two businesses, Remedy and Universal, they looked like small acquisitions, but the two businesses were processing over 165,000 prescriptions a month at one stage. That's about £1.8 million a month of revenue, margins 34%, so it's decent margins as well. So, it's a combination of everything, really, but we're heavily investing in those facilities. The key to these businesses, you have to have the lowest possible cost of distribution, and that's through basically introducing the latest tech, which we've done. That's both at the software level, the PMR, integration to the NHS, and the robotic dispensing. So I think we're building something really quite special here.
So run rate at the moment is 42,000 a month. You've guided that break even or EBITDA break even, you need to get about 80,000. You've guided that for Q4. Obviously, this acquisition is going to accelerate that somewhat. But I suppose the question is, talk us through what's going to go right here and what's the biggest risk?
I think, firstly, we've really limited the downside because the purchase price is low. We bought a fantastic asset at a really, really keen price. So that does limit the downside. I think it's really just following the same playbook. And we're getting better and better at it. We're building a sales force. Also on the sales side, we're about to launch a new marketing campaign for the clinic. We've got a pretty good strategy. I mean, what we're just really redoing what we did for Universal, but bearing in mind Remedy is a much bigger business. It's sort of four or five times the size of Universal. So in theory, it can have four or five times the impact. So we are You know, we're clear we can get to break even around 80,000 items. We've grown to 42,000 in a matter of weeks per month, nearly 30% month-on-month growth last month. So we can see a way to get to that number, as you said, probably by Q4, which is really exciting. The great thing is, you know, with that level of growth, we've now got two facilities which basically give us huge capacity. I mean, we've got, you know, absolutely massive capacity that's going to be coming on stream over the next few weeks, which is really exciting.
So Runcorn was averaging 83,000 items a month in 2024 and peaked at over 100,000, which is, you know, was those fantastic numbers. But, you know, that volume has obviously gone somewhere in the meantime. So how much of that historical volume can you realistically get back? And what's the timeline over that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our experience with Universal, that comes back quite quickly. It's a mixture of private patients. Patients are in care homes, picking up clients, patients through the doctor's surgery. So it does take a few weeks typically to turn them back on. Normally with pharmacy, if they can't get pharmacy supplied through their chosen supplier, they tend to go to a local community pharmacy. But that doesn't stop the rationale of why they went to those businesses in the first place. So our experience is normally within 3 months, you get the majority of those customers back.
Okay. And just to wrap up then, and looking past, I want to look past the pharmacy for a moment, because I think we tend to forget that MedPal AI is much more than just a pharmacy. And I want to sort of talk about, you know, you've got MedPal Clinic, you've got their Health OS, you know, you've got the at-home blood testing business. How does today's deal, you know, change the shape of the business? And, you know, what should, you know, shareholders be sort of looking at?
I think really Universal was really, it was an assembly acquisition. We had this vision of, you know, making healthcare accessible and available to everyone instantly for free. So that was really a big part of that strategy. So that was really an acquisition to basically give us that facility. Remedy really just gives us size and scale. You know, it gives us a team of 50 people, dispensing pharmacists, you know, who've been running at scale. With the level of growth we've experienced, you know, we've been really keen to make sure that we can cope with that growth, and really Remedy gives us that. But yeah, the Health OS is, you know, we've got thousands of paid users of the service. You know, it's for a few pounds a month, £4 a month, get access to clinicians, GPs, IPs, and all your medication. It's an incredible deal. And it's you're solving a real world problem. At the moment, it takes, you know, on average 2 weeks to see a GP. With MedPower, you can get medication prescribed, you know, within minutes, which is great. So we see this thing only getting bigger and bigger. I mean, I've had previous businesses that scaled to tens, hundreds of millions of pounds of turnover. This thing is just incredible. And the way it's growing is spectacular.
Well, looking forward to speaking to you again soon.
Great. Thank you, Martin. Time.
Cheers. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.